all day, couldn't we?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear, Phoebe, of a snake rolling?
A rolling? No, but yeah, I've heard something about it, but never did see any. We had a neighbor, and he worked, he fit through the World's War, all through the war, you know, years and years ago, I reckon, before I was born, maybe, or anything. And they said they had a hearth rock. You know, they just dug out and put a hearth rock there for the chimney. They built a chimney on the outside, flag chimney, if you know what I'm talking about. And he'd sleep on the floor on a pallet, you know. I don't know how many young'uns had or anything, never heard nothing about that. But they said he ate bread and milk. You see, you could have cows and make cornbread. And he liked that snake. He'd see it, and he's got to petting it, and he fed that snake that milk and bread. When he'd eat what he wanted, he'd give it the rest. And so one night it come up, and he had an old penknife, wasn't hardly a bit of count. And he had an old penknife, that's all he had. And he's telling this tale over and over and over. He said this snake was wrapped around him while he was asleep, you reckon. It was going to squeeze him to death, you know. And he couldn't get it off of him, and he just went to cutting it in pieces, and he cut it in three pieces before he got it off of him. He was about dead when he got it off of him, for it had him nearly squeezed to death. And that stopped the feeding the pet snake. Son, I wouldn't feed one, I'm afraid of them. They can scare me to death. But now, he said that was true. And he lived to be 100 years old, as near as they can tell. He didn't have a gray hair in his head. It was as black as jet, his hair was. He isn't my wedding. He'd just stay as first one another. He got a big pension, you know, from the army. He fit all through it. He said he laid down and drunk mud, that muddy water out of horseshoes when he was fighting through the army.
Would that have been the Civil War?
That must have been. It was fighting all through each other. My mother said that she'd get up one morning. You know, she's old too. Lord, how much is she? She'd be about 104, near as we can guess. And they'd come in and they'd put the women and young'uns out and take what they had, sometimes set the house on fire, them enemies would, you know, just fighting through each other. And she said she had three or four or five hogs, this old woman did, and said the next morning they could come in and kill them, well, in the night, you reckon, kill them, set the heads looking towards your house, you know. And they'd take your bee gums and bust them open, take all the honey, come in and take all the bread and stuff, and they'd just get the best way they could to live through it. Must have been awful. And this one woman, she had her man, she knew where he's at, and the little boy did too, you know. He wouldn't tell him. And they got after him, and they was going to kill him if he didn't tell him. And he kept going and running, and he kind of got hid from him or something. And so he'd go to his dad, and he'd had a little paper, and he could scribble a little, and he'd write it to his wife, and she had a little young baby in the bed. And she read this letter. She could read a little, you know. They learned each other, so we didn't have no school. I don't know how they ever done it, but they did. You know, a little bit, to read a little. And she said, and Ma said she went blind. She went stone blind to reading that because she's in childbed, you know. They never did get him. He came back. He got in. They never did get him. He was hiding around, you know, from.
Now, why did she go blind?
My mother said that some women couldn't read in childbed, couldn't read, you know. And they said she read and went blind. Went plumb blind.
You mean while they're giving birth, they can't?
She doesn't have the baby. She's in the bed with it. But she wasn't supposed to read, you know. And that's what she said. And the little boy, he take around high, nobody, his dad was. They don't know how they ever lived, just tell you the truth about it.
The people that were making the trouble, were they bushwhackers? Is that?
Oh, they'd kill each other. Like as against us, you know, and we was against them, just like this war is going on. Okay, I forget what to call each other now, I don't remember that. But they was fighting us, and we'd fight them. We'd have to, you know, or they'd kill us. And my great-uncle Jack Cotter, my dad told me, is my great-uncle, you know, or his great-uncle maybe. I don't remember now. But he shot a man over here where we used to live down there. They had the grave fenced off. He shot him off in a log and buried him in a piece of bumper. They had this fence around, you know, a little, like you'd fence a grave in, just fence one in. And it's there yet, I suspect, if it ain't rotted down, it might be rotted down now. That was right down below us where we used to live over there on his dad's place.
So people were just getting into all kind of trouble that didn't really have much to do with the war.
No. And all the way they done was raise your own eating and grub out places and burn it and raise corn and stuff to eat and had horses, had get old horses sometimes, you know, and sometimes they wouldn't. And that's the way it was now, near as I can tell you, and they told me.
Can you remember, Phoebe, the first house you lived in?
My dad, you mean?
Here's what I want to say. Yeah, your dad's house. The first house that you can remember living in.
My dad lived.
Where you lived.
Well, I mean, I lived with him, of course.
Yeah,
that's what you're trying.
Yeah.
I can't remember the first one, I don't reckon, but I remember two or three of them that he lived in.
Okay. What were those houses like? What were they made out of?
They was made out of just cut down these here trees, you know, and they hew them down like, and just build them up out of logs. Everybody lived in them kind of houses that I can remember of when I, you know, was growing up. My grandpa lived in one, and Uncle Wiggy and, you know, Uncle Harv and that.
And where did you get your water?
Water? Well, we lived on the hill sometimes. We live on the hill. We'd get it way down over the hill, have to carry it up the hill and catch rainwater when it, or take our stuff down there for summer and wash it down there where the little drain was and the holler run down.
And
then we'd move off the hill, you know, and we'd have pretty nice. It wouldn't be too far to get the water.
And did you raise your own meal?
Huh?
Did you raise your own meal? Corn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've planted many a hillside corn, you know. I'd walk and my mother would show me how to walk. And drop our corn, drop beans. We just have beans by the bushel of corn and dried fodder beans, pickle beans, and we had all kinds of stuff like that to eat. And we never starved. And we had sometimes old horse now and then we'd get. And we had hogs, and we had cows. And we'd have to take them cows off and then go and get them and keep them out of the cornfield. You know, we couldn't hardly fence it in. And put that cow in there and milk her and take her back and go get her again. We had hard times.
How would you get your meal ground?
Well, now, some of them had a grist mill, you know, had that they could grind your bread. And who didn't have? They had what you call this here is two rocks put together. And this here come down this way, a thing did to get a hold of. And you put the corn in that hole there where that hole was, you know, down to that rock, into the other. And you'd have to turn that around and around, you know, to get it to grind and make, and you get it choked up. You couldn't hardly grind at all. I tried it after I was 15 or 16. I said I could never grind bread like that. It'd take you hours to grind a mess of bread. And I'll tell you one more thing. As an old man, his name was Ellie McCumbers, and I stayed with my sister, my oldest sister was married, and he'd come down there and tell us tales. He was 70-year-old then. He knew he must have known something about it, and I was just a girl, a young girl. And he said, now, they had a place chopped out in a log, his people, not mine. They had it chopped out for, and they had a pole up here and come down here, and they beat that up and down, you know, to mash that corn up. And some of it was coarse and some of it was fine. They didn't have no sifters or nothing to sift it. And he said they'd take the coarsest stuff and make coffee. And I know how he done that. For the, my Angel Ann and them told me about that, the coffee. You took molasses. You made molasses and it wasn't no evaporated pan. You dug a hole in it down here and put your fire on it, set your pan on it. And when it got done, you took that and set it off and then got your molasses out of it that way. Well, you took molasses and that there courses of that bread, meal, whatever they grind, corn. And you browned that and you just kept it browning that and burning it early. And honest to God, it made pretty good coffee. Yeah, it did. And they took the finest stuff, you know, and made bread. And there wasn't no sifters or nothing to sieve it then. I'm talking about that old man told me about that. And my Angel Ann. I bet you maybe some of them 8 years old and I was just a girl growing up.
Did you ever eat gritted bread?
Huh? Yeah, they gritted it. But I didn't eat it. I didn't like it. It tasted raw to me.
Tell me how they made that.
Now, if you know how to make gritted bread, well, I can tell you easy about it. My dad and them used to do it. They liked that bread, but I didn't. Well, now they'd take a piece of tin and just pound holes in it, little holes, you know, with a nail. And when they got that done, they had a board here, a clean board, that they'd cleaned up, and they put a piece here, you see, and there up here was the grit on, and your meal went down to here, you see. Okay. Now they'd grit 4 or 5 years, and if it was dry, he'd make good, pretty good bread. And if it was what you call dough, you know, it'd be dough if you tried to do it before it got ripe enough, old enough. I couldn't eat it all. I just thought I was eating raw bread, and I wouldn't eat it. But now they liked it. A lot of them did.
But the important thing would be to get it, the corn just at the right stage.
Oh, you have to have it pretty dry, like to make good bread, you know. And it was hard to grit. Now, I've even tried to grit bread, and I couldn't when I was little, you know. It's hard to, that's hard work. But now they liked that bread, and I didn't. I just didn't like it. We'd get flour and meal out of the store. It was a long ways off, but we'd get some now and then, you know. And there wasn't no hardtop roads. There wasn't nothing but dirt roads to Spencer and back. And they'd go with teams of horses, wagons, and they'd, if one team couldn't pull it, they'd hook another on, they'd get off wet and muddy, the road would. It'd be a road, it wouldn't be no hardtop. They'd stay 2 or 3 nights there going and coming back. And we went there one time and stayed till, about 1 o'clock. We'd hoed corn till late. And went there, we had to go now about 2 miles there and 2 miles back. And I remember laying down on a bench and laying my head in my mother's lap and went to sleep. And when they'd come in, you'd have time getting your groceries. For they had hard time getting them unloaded in time. And you just have to grab a little stuff what you needed and then go back the next day and maybe get you some. That's what it was. And there wasn't no hard tops roads down here. No cars are running or nothing. Now you're talking about hard times. That's hard times on people.
Did the old people
You better turn that on. They turned that off a long time, ain't they?
We'll take a break here in just a little bit. Okay. Did the old people eat anything else, like gritted bread or things that people don't eat now?
Oh, yeah, they eat gritted bread.
Yeah, but did they eat other things that people don't eat now? The old people ate gritted bread. Well, people nowadays don't eat gritted bread.
Well, they don't even know what it is. Most of them I don't say.
And is there any other things like that that the old people ate?
Well, they'd eat chickens, kill chickens, and eat. We raised chickens all the time, you know. I mean, I don't know what the real older ones, you know. But we had plenty to eat. If anything you wanted to eat, you wouldn't starve to death. You could raise it, and there were no bugs bothered your stuff like you do anymore. There wasn't no deers come in and eat up. There wasn't no deers or nothing. Yeah, we had a pretty fair time to be, you know what I mean, be poor people.
I was wondering about things like, did the old people make cheese?
Make what?
Cheese?
Yeah, out of milk.
What kind of cheese?
Well, they just made what you call cheese. They just boil them up and make a sort of cheese out of them, you know. They just tasted good. It soured the milk a little.
Now, a lot of people made butter. Did they make sour butter and sweet butter?
Or? No, we made butter, and it wasn't sour. Well, you'd have to leave it turn, you know, till it thickened. It thickened just better sour a little. And the best butter you ever eat in your life, or I thought, wasn't the best butter meal. And we had plenty of that, you know. We had us a cow or two, and just a fodder that you'd raise, you'd keep the cows up for winter.
I've heard of old people who had trouble with the cows maybe having bloody milk.
Well, when they did, they didn't, they sold them or killed them or left them lay. They wouldn't eat it.
Yeah.
We had one done that, and that was here. This boy that you seen down here, he had good strength, you know, and he milked that cow, and she was hard to milk, and directly she went to give him blood out of her sack, and we sold it. You see, he's and Eugene, he'd take two hands, Steve, when he wanted to send him to milk her. This down here, you seen, he's been awful stout.
I heard somebody say one time that if you stepped on a toad, your cow would give bloody milk.
I have heard too, but I don't know about that. If you killed one, it's all kind of stuff.
Did people ever talk around here about, I've heard old people talk about people who were witches?
Rich?
Witches.
Oh, some of them did and some of them didn't. I never did pay attention to that. I never did fool with them tales like that about the witches. I don't believe in them.
Mm-hmm. How about ghosts?
Huh?
How about ghosts?
I don't believe in them either. Ain't no such things. Make believe.
You want to take a little break?
Yeah.
I better take a little break. He got out, I found them, you know, and they're awful bad. You can only eat them. You can make preserves out of them, mix apples with them, make preserves out of them. And, or you can count them, you know.
These are quince apples.
Yeah, they're called quince apples. And he found some and he was eating them, and he's funny turned, you know, he's scary. And he met us girls, we was going up to 80s, my sisters. And he said, we found something that might kill us. And I said, what is? He said, I don't know. He said, but it's awful hard to eat. And I said, well, I've heard of quince apples. I bet that's what it is. And I said, well, he said he didn't know. He was scared to death. He's eating them anyhow, he's hungry, you know. Oh, God, they treated him awful. There's somebody, you know, he's awfully afraid, and he's hunting. And they kissed the possum on the skin. He's saying it's scary. Don't scare him, you know. Oh, he said this world was coming to an end. Somebody skinned the, something skinned the poor possum dead alive. They done the purpose. They're just telling about them boys, you know. And he's eating them apples, he's hungry. And he said he's afraid he's going to kill him, he's going to eat him anyhow, he's hungry. He hunted all the time. He had an awful big family, you know. And he wasn't much count to work. He'd cut a little filth now and then or something. He had an awful family. Oh, God.
Did you ever eat a possum, Phoebe?
No, sir.
You didn't?
I couldn't eat one of them. To save my life. One winter, I was looking for one of my young, and I don't remember which one it was, you know, and we hadn't killed the hogs, and I did like want some meat. And Perry kissed a little one. He hunted some. He kissed a young one, you know, and it was fat. And he said, now I want you to roast this for me, now it's good. And I said, you know, I don't care about the possum. He said, well, I know, but I want you to roast it anyhow. I got to roast that, and that's a, listen, that was the best meat I ever smelled. And I said, I will eat some of this. It was as brown as a cherry. And I got me a piece of her, and I never tasted a possum in my life. But what turned me against him was my dad, what he told me. If you'd go cooking the possum, he'd leave. He wouldn't stay about the house. Anyhow, I said, now I'll eat some of that meat. I'm hungry, I'm wanting meat bad before I kill my hogs. And I took a bite, and so help me God, the longer I chewed it, the bigger it got. And it just seemed like, it was so soft. I went around and almost throwed up. I said, I'll never taste no more possum. Now, and I was wanting to eat meat. You know, you get kind of meat hungry if you're used to eating meat, hog meat and stuff. And my dad, he couldn't stand them at all. That's one thing he could. There's lots of people like possum. They'd eat it. But now, buddy, here was one that didn't eat it. I think if you have to do that, you're starving to death. Nearly.
Did you ever hear of anybody?
You have to eat something you don't like.
Did you ever hear of anybody eating a skunk?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I heard. I know the man would eat a piece of everything he caught, no matter what it was. His name is Old Bunny Joe Parsons. I'm telling the truth. And he catches a skunk, and I was just a little girl. You know, he lived right out from us. And I went out there, and all the daughters go out there and talk with him. You know, he was a nice old man. And he liked all of us. And he said, you want a piece of groundhog? And I said, no, I don't know what you're cooking. He said, I'm a cooking groundhog. I said, it smells like something else. Then, no, he said, no, I'm cooking groundhog. I said, well, okay. And he gave me a little piece of the liver. And I wouldn't eat it, for I was afraid the way it stunk. I knew it had to be a skunk. And he'd eat them skunks. And the boys, you know, my boys, I mean my brothers, and Angel Ann's boys, they'd go hunting. They'd give her hands to eat a piece of the first thing they caught now. That's the way boys is. Well, Noy was with them, and he said, all right. First thing they caught was a skunk.
Now, why would...
Well, they stink so bad, I'm sure you could eat them if you wanted to. And they cleaned that skunk up and roasted it, and Noy said he'd eat a little piece of it, a little piece of the ham, and he said it was good tasting. And I swear I couldn't eat them at all. I can't stand the smell. Maybe I'll stink me to death.
A lot of people use skunk grease for something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can use that. That's good to loosen up. You know, if a young's got the croup and stuff, you can give them just a little taste of that and put it on them, and it'll break it up. Now, that's one thing. Or groundhog grease, keep it till it's, you can get groundhog grease and keep it till it's old, mm-hmm. and give them that, and it'll break up the croup if they've got the croup. Now, boy, I'm telling you, I never heard the like. I wouldn't eat the grit of bread, I stand with a woman. And she said, I'm going to your house to get me a mess of grit of bread. And I said, I ain't getting eating grit of bread. She said, I'll just go up there and eat a mess anyhow. And I said, just help yourself. I don't care if you eat it all. I went up with her. They gritted the bread. She just eat like she's starved to death now. It tastes like raw dough to me. I never did like it. It was pretty dry. It ain't so bad.
But it's cooked.
Huh?
Gritted bread's baked.
Well, a lot of people liked it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. If you don't have a fix, it never seems to fix.
Yeah.
You get you a board, you know, a board here about that thick. And then you get another piece of a thing like that and put it on each side of that board. That raises it up off till you can grit it, and it'll go down through there, you know.
Right.
And nail it on there, and you have it just full of little nail holes, you know. Just put enough to make it sharp to cut the bread. And all you do, just put it over a pan and just grit it in it and just bake it. Of course, now if it's really hard, it's hard to grit.
Yeah.
And you can sift it if you want to make meal out of it. But now that, you may just love it. Some people do. I wouldn't eat it. Unless I was starving. If I was starving, you'd eat anything, I figure. You think of them poor people there. Well, what you take that stuff in, they're dead the way it is. They couldn't eat but a spoonful at a time, couldn't they? If they did, their stomachs drawed up.
The people in Africa you're talking about?
Yeah, they're taking, send a big load of people in there. And I say they're so poor, they can't hardly walk.